Rav Shimon Yanofsky.
Shus Abimori. Say it's very hard to be maspid. Older brother Leo. He was the Rosh HaBedabel L'chol Dov in the Mishpocha. At every simcha, at every occasion, at every situation, he knew exactly what to say, how to say it. The Divrei Torah, Amol D'Gadav Einzogen, Amol B'derech B'dichese. He set the tone, not only in his speaking, but he set the tone in the Mishpocha. He set the bar, but he constantly raised it. We always wished and tried to emulate him and follow him, but he was constantly growing and going higher and higher. I had the good fortune, sometimes not such a good fortune, to follow right behind him. We were together in Yeshiva Ketana and Stolen. He had an unbelievable closeness with the Rabbeim that he kept up with his entire life, even till today. How many people are Mechabed de Menayel from Yeshiva Ketana to be a Sandig by the Bris? And he made the Bris in New York so that Rabbi Pilchik Zatzal should not have to travel to Lakewood. Zakoras HaToiv he had. By the time I came to the Mesifta, Chaim Berlin, he already was a Koine Shem Tov. The Rabbi and Rabbi Osher, Rabbi Reuven, Rabbi Chaim Siegel Zatzal had a gewaldig love for him. He used to learn already. By the time I came, he was already learning with Choshev Abachim and Yungalait in the Koilu. He had a Chavrusa Shab with Rabbi Uncle Drillman, Rabbi Yamin Kohn, Rabbi Aaron Kalfin. Gewaldig mention. He was in 10th, 11th grade. It was this Tkufa, Tov Shin Mem, right before Pesach. The Yeshiva Zatzal Rav Hutna was already in Eretz Yisrael, but he came back for Pesach, to spend Pesach here in America. And Reb Chaim Siegel took a few bachrim, 6 or 7 bachrim, into the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal to talk and learning. The next morning, my parents were summoned to the Rosh Yeshiva's office. He didn't ask, he said, he told them that he's taking Elio back with him after Pesach to Eretz Yisrael. He was 16 years old. He had just turned 16. Ad is his birthday. Reb Chaim told me later on that he thinks it was one of the only times he did not listen to the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. He did not let him go. He says, I need Elio in my shir to finish off this man. But the morning after graduation, he was on a plane to Eretz Yisrael at 16 years old to go learn by the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. He came back to the Beis Medrash, Chaim Berlin first. He had a gewaldige shaychus and closeness with the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita Rabaran. The letzter tkufa, I used to go into the Rosh Yeshiva, he would ask me updates, what's going on. Many times he became emotional. He said, Devei Shimon, ich hab a spezielle relationship with Elio, mit sein Teure, mit sein Avoide. It's very close. The letzter tkufa, the Rosh Yeshiva was in Florida recuperating. He called the doctors to make sure that he's getting the proper treatment, the proper care. He tried to set up a video conference to learn with him over the phone. This was his metzias. He developed a kavaldik shaychus to talmidei chachamim, to rabbeim, and because of that. He had such a breitkeit in Lomdis, in Halacha, in Machshava, in Sifrei Musa. I remember very often on the first in Yeshiva Ketan, on the first day of Yeshiva, the Rebbe would say, "What's your name?" I would say Shimon Yanofsky, with a smile on his face, Elio Motchez Abruda. And I remember thinking many times, "Oh, the Rebbe wishes I was like Elio. Oh, how I wished I was like Elio." But this Mida was not just a nice thing that everybody should like him and he should nourish from everybody and anything that he can. I hold it was his Metzias and he proved it. He showed it to us at a very young age. 30 years ago, this parsha of Vayakel Bekudei was my Ofrof. Eliyahu got up and said a drasha that was mamish, like the Rosh Yeshiva said, an Adam Gadol, a Rosh Yeshiva could say it. Hadibi gezogt, Parshas Truma, Parshas Tetzava, is the tzivoy of the Meleches HaMishkon mitzad hanoisim. And the repetition in Parshas Vayakol Pekuda is Torah's the tzivoy of the Mishkon mitzad HaMekabel. And Parshas Kisisa is the bridge that infuses these two mitzvahs together. So Shtageya, the Torah right now. But I remember him saying, Achosin and Kala, the ganze Leben Fardem, Zezane Mekabelim. It darf mekabel sein. Noch de chassin in seinem neusnen. It wasn't just advice. It wasn't Shalom Bayis advice. He was a bocha. He wasn't married yet. But he was giving us his mitzias, his chiyus, his ganz leben, his mahus leben. His mahus leben is given a mekabel to learn him from Yedena, but he was the quintessential neusen. He knew every person what to give, what to say, how to say it. Those that came for learning, I used to call him up all the time to ask him. My children would call him. The Breit Kaiten Torah, that was unbelievable. You came for advice. He gave you his own life experience. Came for Shaduchim, Mechanach, to be Mechanach children. He gave everybody what they needed and how they needed it. The quintessential Neusen. Das gewen sein Chaim, the Mekabel and the Neusen infused it together. On behalf of the Mishpacha, I'd like to ask Mechila, my brothers, and my sister, the sister-in-laws, my brother-in-law, the children, the nieces and nephews. Mim Gavol Ton Mer, he didn't let, especially the Letzat Kufa. It was difficult. We were distanced, far. Anytime you would call him, Matzah Shabbos, you'd call him, Elio, how do you feel? Gevaldik, what's Machta Kinder? What's going on in Yeshiva? How's it going in the Avodah? He didn't want to focus on himself. He was always focusing on others. I remember I did a shift one night in the hospital in New York. Nebuchadnezzar, he had to get up every half hour, 45 minutes. And one time I fell asleep on the chair. And he tried to go himself, and I quickly got up to help him. And he said, no, Shimon, stay. You have to go to yeshiva tomorrow. You have to be there for the bachim. I'll take care of myself. He never wanted to take for himself. He was only doing for elders. A special akaras hatoiv to my sister-in-law, Chayla. Unbelievable. The dedication. The ibikebekait. That maybe there's something, there's a treatment, a procedure, something, a havamina that maybe could make his life easier and better. By Zid given a maskona. If a doctor had a possibility, by her it was reality. We have to do it. It'll be better. We have to do it. Doesn't matter where, when, how. It's going to get done. She sat by him 24/7. Unbelievable. Yadena hot chaverim. Chaverim is a good tzach. But the chaverim, the ibiga kebenkai that we saw, that my mishpacha, my father keeps on saying it, my mother keeps on saying it, she never saw anything like this. The chaverim, how they came through, especially the letzit kufa, Reb Yankel, Reb Elimelech, Reb Shapsi, and many, many others, I'm sure I'm missing, but unbelievable, every night that they should be there, every time, every tkufa. Unbelievable. Women Oisrik and Ayashakoyach Berabim, Akaras Atoiv. A special mention must be mentioned to that Tzadekis, Aviva Yedekin, who was there for the Mishpacha the whole time, a nurse, not Stam. My parents, for my family, for the ganze Mishpacha, for him, for his Rebbetzin. Unbelievable. Zogan Akaras Atoiv Berabim for Azam Mensch. Ich will endigen with his words. About 2.5 years ago, my grandmother was Nifteris, Bobby. The Levaya was in New York. Elio had just had a treatment, some kind of a procedure, and he was in terrible pain. And he came to the Levaya. You saw that he was very difficult for him. And it was already the end of the Levaya. We were about to start the Kel Mole. And he said to me, Shimon, Achil Zogin HaParveta. I said, you sure you're up to it? Achtav Zogin. And he got up, and at the Vegelek, the Hespit, not Stam. Unbelievable Hespit. Nochtem at the Gezogt, Bobby, you were the matriarch of the family. You knew each and every one of us what we needed, when we needed it, how we needed it. Devas Gedafa Podola, this one needed advice, a good word, encouragement. This one needed clothing. She used to buy the children clothing. You knew each and every one of us what we needed. He said, Bobby, that's the gain to the Kisei HaKovod. You have Gevaldige Schusim. She was a Rebbetzin of a Gehilla for 50 years. She was an Eishes Talmud Chochem. She's Chover. She dedicated her life to raise money for the yeshiva. That's Gevaldige Schusim, Bobby. Gates of the Kisei HaKovod and Mon. Mon the Schusim. You know who needed refuahs and who needs yeshuas? We knew what he was talking about. There was Daf Shiduchim and Panosa. Bobby came on. Viluch Zogino, Elio, the schusim you have is tremendous. A Talmud Chochem Niflut. A Marbitz Torah, it's Gatam Da Bein Hashem's Arbit. A Malami Torah Liyama Yisrael. But like the Rashiva said, Mitzvah Nefesh, not Stam. You didn't just go to the seminary once in your life. You became part of his life. You mezavik shezavugim the Rebbeinu Shlom's arbis. How many tens and hundreds shaduchim that you read? But again, it was not just you read a shaduch goodbye, hang up the phone. It became a chelik of his life. You kept up with them, and he was kept a shaychus with them. You have gevaldig eschusim elio gates of the kisei covered in mon the mishpocha dafab in yeshuas the tate mama dafab in refuas dafab in shaduchim panosa the haschusim. As a mishpacha has the schusim, so it's the money from the kisei HaKovod and gainish that weg. But the Rebbeinu Shlom zog su bilamavus on that zachumach Hashem dim.